was stumbling through the underbrush. You know, I was stumbling through Indiana and Ohio and parts of West Virginia and then back to Michigan over the last few days when I was not here. And while that was going on, I don't know where Ron was. He was unaccounted for. He could have been missing, but I found him today. Ron Rademacher, everybody, from MichiganBackroads.com. There he is. Ron, would you comb your hair? Look at yourself.
I got to do something about this beard, too. You know, I got to get this thing trimmed.
Braided.
One thing after another.
Braided.
Yeah, always underfoot. Braided, yes. I can put weave dreads into it. That's what I'm going to do.
Little beads. My daughter, I'll send my daughter, or she'll put beads in your beard.
That's great, and I'll look forward to that. Yeah, that'll make a heck of a selfie.
Yeah. You can argue with the people about the effects. What's that?
You made it back to Michigan.
I did. I survived. Yeah. Even stuff in West Virginia.
I'm glad you did because I left something out in this week's notes, and I heard from our good friends in Manistique, Michigan. You passed through there on their way back and forth to NEMA. The Schoolcraft County Fair is this coming weekend, and I neglected to point out that the parking is free, the wristbands are free, entry is free. Everything, you know, all you just got to show up and walk in and have a great time. So I forgot to mention it. A lot of free stuff over there.
And where is that?
That is the Schoolcraft County Fair. It's this weekend. That's Manistique, right there on the shore.
I love that place.
Yeah, gorgeous place. parking's free. I mean, the entry to the fair is free. And you got 3 days of good old-time family fun. So I somehow...
Are you going to be there?
They got all the way. I, unfortunately, will not be there. I'm headed downstate. This is the week where I go to my grandkids' house and dogs their dogs while they go off on their vacation. So I'll be fishing. I'll be fishing all around Gaylord this whole week.
As well, you should. Yeah, I've got a freezer not far away. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, I have a new technique for smallies that I'm going to try out. So you might get some over there. Your northern compound.
Boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Gonna be a good time. So now, you know, we're talking about county fairs. You know, let me give you the Alger County variant of county fairs they're having theirs this weekend, too. That's up by Chatham. And for your information, that's the crossroads you have to find to get to the Eben Ice Caves this winter.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Which we're going to do.
A little bit different. Yeah, we're going to try and work that out. They do things a little bit different. Of course, they have the kids' activities and agriculture, and they got animals and petting zoos and music. But they also have a different kind of people do 5K runs and things like that. Well, up there in Alger County, they have a run with the cows. So it's not like the bull thing you do in Spain. You just run by the pasture and wave to the cows. That's the run with the cows.
But here's where I get confused. Here's where I get confused. Run with the cows pie eating contest. What do you mean a cow pie eating contest? Hold on. It reads as a cow pie eating contest. We're not having a cow pie. I'm not having any part of that.
That was an unfortunate juxtaposition of phrases. My proofreaders let me down on that one. Because right after that's the beanbag tourney.
Right.
And I don't know if we're going to have it this year up there, but sometimes they have the cow pie drop where it's bingo, you know, and you bet on a number out there. You have a pool and you bet on a number, and then wherever the cow drops a pie, you win. You've heard of these? No, this is a real deal. It's a real deal.
This is a real thing. Hold on. Just for the sake of argument, I've been around cows my whole life. If the cow pie is not particularly, shall we say, solid, and it ends up, you know, touching many squares, then what?
That's a trifecta. You know, you can bet on a block of squares and hope you get a runner. Yeah. All right, we got to tighten this up.
You are so messed up. You've been off the grid far too long. Anyhow, carry on,
far
please.
Far too long.
All right. Where else are we going? Someplace,
well,
please.
We can either do the steam engine show or we can talk about the potato festival.
Let's do the potato festival.
Yeah, they're gonna have this is in Munger. And they're going to have potato brats, and they'll have bingo, a lot of live music. They're going to crown a potato queen there, so they have not quite caught up with the Californians, where you have to choose a gender. They're going to have a queen. This is actually a big This is a big deal because this town only has about 1,600 people live there. And over the 4 days of this event, over 40,000 people come over there to check out the Brats, the Demolition Derby, vote for the Queen. So Munger explodes for 4 days. And I believe that there's an adult beverage tent.
Yeah, well, there should be. But what the heck is a potato brat? I mean, honestly.
Well, then listen, you're missing it because you know where Elmira is, don't you?
Oh yeah,
near your northern compound. The rail side diner there serves a potato burger that is one of the top burgers you're ever going to have. So that's they stuff them. Yeah, and they got a potato burger
at the rail side. I've driven by the rail side 1,000 times. I've never wheeled in. Maybe I should wheel in.
They serve the best pierogies in northern Michigan there. Stuffed cabbage. Yeah, stuffed cabbage. Yeah, I'll get there a couple of times this next week just because it's so good. And the potato burger, I tell you, is it's a winner. Everybody I've sent there for that has come back to me and said they recovered, and it's wonderful.
There you go. All right. So
yeah.
All right, so, gosh darn it, you've done it to me again. I'm going to give you overtime today, Ron, because you did it to me again. And, I think it's a conspiracy of Ron and his cow pie bingo. His cow pie bingo. Anyhow, we've got a couple more places that we'd like to talk about drinking mead and having Viking combat. Just another Saturday night for Ron. Hold on.
Just another Saturday night.
We'll be right back. Hold on right there. It's the Steve Gerber Show.